do some small shopping. Not a whole lot of stuff. But anyway, that's about it here. Okay, Emil. At least it works for you.
Yeah, it works better when you're tapping on the right keyboard for the right laptop. You know, I got four mouses here, four screens, and that's what happened. I was inserting the command on the wrong keypad there.
Well, I can tell you from this end, that doesn't work. And by the way, when you have four mouses, isn't that mice? Never mind.
Here I go again. I'm going to have to move this keyboard there so I don't get frustrated here. Okay, I won't keep you. I know you're busy. Yeah, that's right. I've got a doctor's appointment this afternoon for my hearing. So, okay, we'll see you 7-3 there, Henry, and we'll catch you on the rebound.
Okay, Emil. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. VE1EP, VA3HLY. I'll be listening.
VE3IFC. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Paul. Go ahead, Emil, if you're there.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. You missed the great conversation. We had a guy there from Vietnam and telling us some pretty good stories there on how things were there and the food and the economy. And anyway, sounds like he should probably be back a little later on. And yeah, great QSO there. Anyway, good morning, Paul. And oh, good golly, stand by my one. Papa Uniform 1, Lima Mike Whiskey. Papa Uniform 1, Lima Whiskey. The mic is yours, sir. Go ahead. Looks like Papa Uniform 1 disconnected. He didn't have no cures, that either. Okay, sorry about that. Back to you there, Henry. Thanks for the pause.
Well, Emil, I like the pause for the cause. go ahead, Paul.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, Emil. You know, that's the story of my life. I've always been late for the party. Anyway, I wanted to catch you while you both guys, both of you there, and say good morning, VA3HRY and VE1 Echo Papa. Good morning to both of you. I won't keep you, but I just wanted to catch you while you were there and say good morning. So, thank you, Henry. And I'm glad you got back from your bike ride without getting rained on. or did you? Anyway, and yeah, Emil, I'm watching the third dashboard, trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And like I said, story of my life, Emil, late for the party. Go ahead, Emil, VE3IFC.
Yeah, very good. I don't know if I left a long enough pause there or not for someone to jump in, but we'll leave the pause between my next few so. Yeah, that call was coming from Brazil. I'm sorry I missed it. Anyway, I don't think he was up there very long. Took him back. That call looks familiar on the screen. Okay, back to you, Paul. You can send it to Henry, but I've got to go get changed for my doctor's appointment. So, 7-3, guys. I'm on the run, but listening.
Okay, Emil, fine business. And if it's okay, Henry and I will come with you for moral support. How's that? we'll catch you later, Emil. Thank you. And what do you think, Henry? Is that okay? Can I speak for both of us to say we're on Emil's, what do you call it, support team? Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, 7-3 to Emil. He's going in for a hearing test or something. Yeah. So, Emil, if you can hear us, we're supporting you. Both Paul and I are supporting you. Paul, I must have been maybe 5 kilometers away from my, where I parked my minivan. And, it sprinkled just enough that I could see, the sprinkles, like the water droplets on my phone that I keep between the handlebars. And I'm thinking, oh, I got to stop and put it into a Ziploc, because I always have a Ziploc to put it in case of situations like that. And I thought, let's keep going, and it stopped. I got to the van, got the bike in, no rain at all, got inside, and got a few sprinkles. Just enough to get wet kind of thing, but I sat there in the van, relaxed. That's when I sent you the video, and at least I got out of the rain. That was about the only rain I got, but it was a good ride. VA3HY, sorry.
Yeah, that's all good, Henry. Somebody's looking after you, that's what I'd say. And, so is it, you got some rain there today? What's the weather like now? Is it a bike riding day, or is it a stay undercover day? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we got some light showers overnight. But like when I woke up, when I got up, the first thing I do is look out the window, and there was evidence of rain out on the streets and that. So we got some rain overnight. I don't think it was a whole lot. And a couple of times I heard some sprinkles on the window here. So it's one of those days. It's really overcast, and you're probably getting the same thing or close to the same thing, Paul. I'm just guessing, of course. And so it's one of those days where as soon as my HT is, it's charged. And I'm going to go out and do a little bit of grocery shopping. Not a whole lot, but enough to put back into the cupboard, because it's getting a little low. Fridge in the cupboard getting a little low. And I don't like getting hungry, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, fine business, Henry. I know, I don't know about Windsor, but I know in Orillia, it's, we try not to shop in the summer. We try not to shop on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. For sure not Sunday. Friday, Saturday, because it's, everything jams up with tourists. And you can't get a word in sideways, and it's everything. It just really gets swamped in the summer with tourists. So we try to do our shopping midweek when there's you can still see the aisle. Tourists are welcome for sure, but you have to make allowances for them. Anyway, it's all good. It's a seasonal, what do you call it? A seasonal condition. But it happens every summer, Henry, so we adapt. I don't know if, I don't suppose that happens in Windsor, does it? Traffic is pretty constant year-round, is that right? Am I assuming correctly? Not like a tourist town where it ebbs and flows. Go ahead, Henry. VE3IFC.
No, it's not as bad here. Traffic does increase on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, but no, I think that's just from the locals. Tourism isn't a big thing here, except maybe for downtown, for entertainment and the casino and that. But no, it doesn't affect. I mean, I've shopped on weekends, and it's not too bad. Not like what you described. And I can understand your area. Yeah. Hey, believe me, I was south of you for a few summers. I spent a lot of time there. Everything from Lindsay to south of the, there I go. I forgot the name of the lake from where you're at. Oh, goodness, the name of the lake. Oh, well, maybe you can refresh my memory on that. I think we talked about that. So, yeah, I can understand. If I was to live up there, yeah, I would avoid Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, it's we're on the top of Lake Simcoe. And on the narrows between Lake Simcoe and Lake Couchiching, so it's busy by land and by sea. We have lots of boat traffic through the Trent Severn Waterway, and it. We have a pretty nice harbor, I guess. It's a mini harbor, sort of, but it's a harbor, and it plugs up with boats in the summer. And yeah, it's a standing room only, and they have all kinds of activities, so yeah. I tend not to be a crowd person, so I stay out of the mainstream. I don't like the mobs, but I guess if you have a big celebration for your bridge, does that affect you, that bridge, if it opens, when it opens, and is there going to be a party for that? I don't know, lots of talk about it, Henry, so how much does that bridge influence you in Windsor? Go ahead.
Well, me personally, it won't affect me whatsoever because I'm in no hurry to go south of us, or technically it's really north of us. Detroit is really north of Windsor, but you know what I mean. I'm not interested in going into the U.S. of A for so many reasons. As much as I like the country itself, I don't like the atmosphere right now. So, And the bridge will allow foot traffic and bicycle traffic, from what I understand. However, there are politics involved right now, and it's not opening up because and I could go into a little bit more detail, but I won't over the air. It just suffice it to say that it's politics, unfortunately. And it's one heck of a beautiful bridge. And it was done under budget, it was done on time, everything about it was done right. You know, how often can you say that something that large is done right, you know? So it's just sitting there, it's ready to open up, but it's not going to yet. And it seems like every time they say, every time I hear on the media that, on the news that, oh, it'll be open up in another 2 weeks or something, boop, things change. Back to you, Paul, VH Rachel Y.
I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, regardless of politics, there's a lot of good people on the other side of the line, and it's a wonderful country, and every time we've been there, we've been welcomed. They're good friends, good neighbors across the line, but, oh my gosh, help us from the politics. Yeah, they can, anyway, I'm not going to go too far on this subject because, I want to stay positive, and there's really good American people, that's for sure, and despite the politics, I might say, and, I'm not interested in going south at all, but, you know, amateur radio goes south and north.